I'm very curious. You could have choose for your nationality because you're half Armenian, half
Jewish. But look, I'm a Russian speaker. Yes.
Yes. And you say you're a Russian? And
yeah, look, because it's Soviet Union was the successful Russian empire. It's a melting pot. My father was Jewish, my mother was Armenian, my native tongue is Russian, grew up in Russian culture. When Soviet Union collapsed, I moved to Moscow because it was the capital of the country where I was born. Yeah, I was like, you know, just as a citizen of British Empire, maybe, okay, born in Sri Lanka. So when empire collapsed, you moved to your motherland. And I moved to Moscow, and I feel now that I'm Russian, yes. Though I have a Croatian passport. Since I had to leave Russia, I asked for, you know, for some help. And Croatia, the country that I've been helping 30 years ago, was probably the first prominent foreigner who supported Croatian fight for independence. When I was in dire need, they helped with a passport since I'm going to Croatia every summer since 1993. And I'm following this line of questioning, but I am, unlike my wife or my kids, I do not have American passport, only green card.
So you won't have? You don't want it?
No, because I don't believe that it would be fair to remain myself as a potential political force in Russia having American passport. I need a Croatian passport to travel, but it's Croatia's so neutral country. I'm a legitimate immigrant in America. I have a green card. My family, they say, have American passports. I'm independent.
So you hope you will come back?
I think it's my moral duty, because Putin regime will collapse. And while I don't have intentions of just, you know, spending the rest of my life in Russian politics, I think the first 2-3 years after Putin, my country will need people like me to help it to recover from this disaster. Because it's not that, oh, Putin is out, we have elections. No, you cannot have elections because the country is in ruins. You don't have the laws. You don't have proper constitution. You don't have an infrastructure to make this transfer from dictatorship into democracy. I believe that the first, the transition team should be composed of people that will be willing to do the job, but with clear commitment not to run for politics. I think that's the only way to save Russia from repeating these old mistakes. The two rules. One is we have to eradicate imperial virus. Russia should cease becoming empire and liberate all the territories that it occupied illegally and make sure that every part of Russia could go on its own. And the second one is people who will be responsible for changes should make it very clear they will not use it for their benefits and they will step away when Russia is ready for proper elections.
We are about to end, but I ask you to end in a very different area. 10 years ago, Pep Guardiola, the famous coach, asked you to go to dinner to learn from your tactics and from your strategies.
Yeah, we had a good conversation with Pep, yes.
It was a nice dinner,
Yes, that's true. But
did he learn? Because now he's in trouble.
He was already good. I was very grateful to read Pep, you know, being so complimentary. I hope some of my advices, you know, were also useful. But he was already a great coach.